Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. It's a very roachy brainstorm. I'm going to talk about cockroach personalities.
You know what? I lived in Georgia for 2 years and I learned to put everything in the refrigerator because I would be washing dishes in my crappy apartment and they would be peeking up over the edges of the counters going, hey, got any snacks? So
looking at your climbing on your clean dishes. Okay. So that I have not lived in a place where cockroaches are prevalent. So they are not the pesky horror that they are for some of you. So this is actually an interesting topic to me. Cockroaches actually have distinct personalities.
All right. Now you got to sell me.
Okay. Isaac Planus Sitja is a behavioral ecologist at the Free University of Brussels, and he authored this study. So this isn't a new subject, actually. Over the last couple decades, scientists have documented in other invertebrate species personalities, like they're bold or shy or sociable or aggressive, like octopus, of course. They're probably doing algebra. Apparently water striders and like social spiders. So this is a phenomenon that they've observed in other insects and animals, invertebrates.
Okay.
But cockroaches, I don't associate with that level of intellect or interestingness. They seem like they're out and back. They're getting food.
Yeah. Anything that scatters when you turn on the light.
Yeah. And they don't really live... they're together at times, but they're not like bees or ants where they're this organized colony for this shared goal.
Right.
They're just out there eating, looking to get into your stuff. Well, Planus Sitja and his colleagues decided they were going to look into it more. And so they lovingly glued on tiny radio frequency indication chips to the thoraxes of 304 roaches.
Wow.
I wonder how long that took them. But then they could, you know, this is number A104 is doing blah, blah. They had 19 total groups of 16 males and they were all 4 months of age. So the gender and age apparently can affect behavior.
Oh.
And because they were all 4 months old, they were on the clock to get this done, man, because they're aging as you're sticking things to them. Truly, how long do you suppose it took? I suppose if you tweezer stick, maybe it's not as long as I think it was. Shall we get back to my notes? So several times a week, like the team would place all of the cockroaches into a big plastic circular arena that had sort of an electric fence of sorts that so the roaches couldn't escape. They could not approach and touch the walls to get out.
Okay.
Cockroach Thunderdome. And within that, they projected red circles into the arena that they would have what they perceived as a shelter, but the team could still observe because that red light seems the bright light. They're going to flee to that what feels darker to them, and that red would feel darker.
Oh, rude. Okay.
I know. So what you would expect is you dump them in and they're all like, oh, crap. you'd expect them to flee to those circles if they're doing what we, you know, you flip on the light in your bathroom and they all dash.
Right.
They did not all do that. As a group, they did a couple kinds of studies. Like they dump them all into the arena or they dump smaller amounts or just one. And largely when the big group went in, they would see them all eventually get in there. But they always had outliers that cruised around and were like, hey, it's kind of cool out here, you guys. And they would eventually come in. Some would never come in. Oh. So they were able to measure boldness versus more fearful and timid. And they did it with smaller groups too and would observe that the a larger number of the cockroaches might not seek shelter if they were alone. If the group is doing it, the guy wanders over like, hey, what are you guys all doing under here? It's nice. When the whole team was not in there and there wasn't that social pressure to go under the covered area, he might not. You can only extrapolate so much from that behavior, but that definitely marks them as like bigger risk takers because death is on the line when you're in the lights. So,
here's the cynical part of me is, is it risk taking or are they just the dumb ones?
Are they buying motorcycles in their cockroach world, or
right?
Have they failed their SAT?
Because they're like, oh, you ran to shelter. How timid of you. No, you ran to shelter because you don't want to be stepped on, right? And then the one that's just wandering around the edges, he's like, where'd everybody go?
That's true.
Who knows?
That's still a personality indicator.
That's true.
It does imply that the whole group is, the group is greater than the single.
Okay.
Some
okay.
of its
yeah,
parts.
Yeah.
So we have synergistic cockroaches. If those ones are not risk takers and they're just not as intelligent, the group saves them.
That's true, because they it's the peer pressure. Like, where is everybody? And then mm-hmm. go where everybody else is. That's
yeah.
true. And I will say, having had them come up on the counters during the light, mm-hmm. there are some that would do that. And then Darwin would take care of that one. And
yes, that's true.
The ones that stayed like on the edge, you could just see the little tips of their antenna. They were like, learn from Bob. Don't go on the counter when the light is on.
yeah. Linda, Bob's not coming home for dinner. Sorry.
She's like, that's fine. Whenever we had the red light on, he never came.
So that's cockroach personalities.
I like that very much. I also, I like it mostly because it's an abstract thing.
Yes, you're not going to observe that later here in your own house.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm having Georgia flashbacks.
It does make me wonder, like, the risk reward. Are those brave ones the ones that, like, because you see it when, like, kids are playing capture the flag. There's some that are always getting caught, but they are also taking more risks, so they're the high scorers. And I wonder how much that factors into that.
Yeah.
Except the stakes are higher. You spend 2 minutes in timeout in capture the flag when you're in school, but for cockroaches, consequences are bigger.
Now I want to experiment with cockroaches, and then I also want to experiment with children, and I know that makes me a terrible person. So
I want other people to experiment with cockroaches, not in a building where I inhabit it regularly.
Yes. Okay. That's fair. Ugh. Also, working in downtown Seattle at a candy store on one of the piers.
Oh, no. Yeah.
We would make caramel and then bag it up on these giant cookie sheets. And then in the morning, you know, you'd like wrap it and everything. And I had one day I slid open the door and I pulled out the wrapped tray, and it was a opaque plastic. Like, maybe it was a garbage bag.
Yeah.
And the bag was moving.
Oh, no.
Because there were cucarachas in there. And yeah.
Gross. Oh, that would just be terrible.
It was not my favorite thing ever.
No.
At least it wasn't a bag of spiders. That would have been awful. Okay.
Sure. That's true. That would be worse.
Yeah. Although, you know, I got to tell you, I've come across this gal. She's on TikTok and she has a fuzzy spider.
She does?
And it's horrible, but I can't stop watching because the spider looks like a cartoon spider. It is so cute and yet horrible. I don't know what to do with myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she holds it in her hand and it jumps from hand to hand. And you're like, oh, that's so cute. I think I'm going to die.
You kind of forget for a moment and then you realize, no, that's...
No, no.
Yikes.
All right, well... cockroaches, I love it.
How to summarize?
I'm just going to go to the end.
Yep.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm going to wrap it right up. If you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. Check out our Instagram for fun science facts. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.